This is Molly Blaisdell reporting from Outward Bound California's campus in San Francisco. We're here to learn about this organization's efforts to bring the adventure of the outdoors to urban children so they can learn, grow, and thrive. To begin, I'd like to introduce you to Outward Bound California's Executive Director, Josh Brinkman. Josh, can you tell us a little bit about the overall background of Outward Bound California, what it is that your organization does, and who you serve?
Outward Bound California was established in 2012 after being a part of the National Organization of Outward Bound, and our mission is to change lives through challenge and discovery. Each Outward Bound regional school across the country has the opportunity to interpret the mission in different ways using the Outward Bound core values and educational model. And here in California, we've decided to use the mission of changing lives through challenge and discovery by working with a number of local nonprofits, youth organizations, public and private schools, and youth-serving nonprofits, corporate groups, and anyone who's really looking for opportunities to develop leadership skills and develop a sense of grit that we think is really important in this world.
So those are some of your partners, right?
They are. We work with organizations on a broad spectrum, and so we can partner with organizations who maybe they're going to pay for the services, and we work for organizations that we are going to go out and fundraise and actively fundraise to provide those programs for those groups. The board here at Outward Bound California is really committed to making sure that Outward Bound is available to essentially any student or student group that can make themselves available. And that means that we are oftentimes going to underwrite those programs to make sure that there aren't those barriers that have traditionally been set up for programs like Outward Bound.
I understand you had a recent event, and you'll have another one coming up in 2015, where you had people rappelling off of a hotel in San Francisco.
We did. Here in California, we established our signature event this past year. It was called the City Skyline Challenge, and it involved rappelling 230 feet down the side of the Hyatt Embarcadero in downtown San Francisco. The idea was to raise funds for many of these partners and our scholarship programs. And we did that by encouraging corporate groups, individuals, donors, friends of Outward Bound, alumni of Outward Bound to raise money, sort of a crowdsourcing fundraising event where they raised a minimum amount of money to have the opportunity to go out over the edge and rappel down the side of the hotel. And we used it in many ways as a metaphor to show or remind people what we do with young people every day, that we're asking those folks to step out of their comfort zone and really bring up the courage that they need to face the challenges that face them every day. And this event just really typified that type of example.
You speak passionately about not just that event, but Outward Bound California in general. What is your commitment to this and your passion for the organization?
The Outward Bound philosophy really brings something to the development of young people and people around the country that's really lacking. The focus tends to be so often on the academic skills that you need in order to be successful. That's true, and young people need to develop those academic skills in order to be successful, but it's really only half the equation. Outward Bound's model of developing the leadership skills, the grit, the resiliency, the confidence that young people can then leverage those academic skills, I think is really the missing piece. In many ways, now more than ever, we see, and especially here in the Bay Area, the way in which startups are working and how Google recruits and what are the qualities they look for in people. And yes, you need to be smart, you need to be academically competent, but you need to know how to communicate well. You need to know how to work with a team. You need to know how to face adversity and come up with creative solutions. And Outward Bound does that and has been doing it for over 50 years. So it's clearly something I think that benefits all young people.
There's a misnomer out there that you really only service underprivileged children, but I understand that that's not necessarily true.
It's not true. Clearly, there is a focus of our board here and Outward Bound across the country to make sure that Outward Bound programs are accessible. So we have a commitment to low-income students or students who are non-traditional populations in the outdoors. But that's only a part of what we do. The beauty of the Outward Bound philosophy and educational model is that those skills that I was just talking about, those are skills that everyone needs to be successful. So if you are a highly motivated corporate exec or you are a very successful student at a private school, you also have places where you need to learn more about yourself and learn how you can navigate opportunities that come in front of you. We make it a point to work with a diverse group of students, diverse set of clients, and really bring Outward Bound to whomever is really open to receiving it.
If you had two sentences to describe Outward Bound.
Outward Bound California is a nonprofit education organization, part of a national network of regional Outward Bound schools. And our work is focused on taking people out into beautiful wilderness areas across the country and getting those students to experience challenge, adventure, and to discover more in them than they thought possible and bring those skills home to use in their families, their careers, and their communities.
Josh, thank you so much. It's been very enlightening to hear about what Outward Bound California is doing. If I'm interested in more information or how to make a donation,
the best place to go is to our website, which is outwardboundcalifornia.org. There you can make a donation to support our scholarship programs here in California, as well as learn about our local programs here in the state. There's also a link there to the National Outward Bound website where you can learn about programs all around the country and at our partner schools.
This is Molly Blaisdell. We're here now with Marcella Maldonado, who is an alumni of Outward Bound Colorado, and now she's with Outward Bound California in San Francisco as the Student Services Associate. Marcella grew up in Ecuador and then moved to New York City to attend university.
I was born in Ecuador, born and raised in a very, very small town off the coast. And then I moved to the United States. I moved to New York City when I was 10. Went to school in Massachusetts for college. I went to Mount Holyoke. And then after that, I moved out here to San Francisco to do an internship with the National Park Service. And the whole time, I was sort of inspired by Outward Bound. I did a lot of camping, a lot of nature-y stuff. And so the internship with the National Park sort of continued that interest. And then when a position became available with Outward Bound California, I was really happy to be part of the team that makes that kind of adventure happen for kids, including kids like me.
Tell me a little bit about that transition from Ecuador to your experience at Outward Bound Colorado, because that's where you were a student.
Yeah, that's when I was a student. When I was in Ecuador, the town that I grew up in, it's very small, and I was a kid in the outdoors, so I already had this sense of exploring and a sense of wanting to be outside. And then I moved to New York City, and that's almost the complete opposite, actually. In fact, it is the complete opposite. And Outward Bound allowed me to experience the outdoors, the American outdoors, which is completely different from Ecuadorian outdoors, and gave me a frame of reference of how to be able to do that by myself and with friends, and how to sort of connect with the land in a way that I didn't have when I was in New York City.
So this was in Colorado, and what exactly was the program like for you, and how old were you?
I was 14, maybe 15. It was a backpacking rock climbing expedition, and there was some river rafting in there too. It was just sort of a lot of backpacking, a lot of strenuous activity that I wasn't used to at all. Like, I did a lot of school activities like soccer, and I was active in other teams, but this was different. This was 24 hours of being connected with your body and being connected with nature and being connected with people that you just met when the course started. I think my course was 22 days. And I mean, I'm still friends, or at least Facebook friends, and keep up with some of my Outward Bound friends. And I don't know, it was just a really awesome experience.
You can see it in the emotion on your face, right? The way you talk about it, there's a lot of passion there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really completely changed my experience of being in America, I think, because being a city kid is completely different than being able to connect with nature the way I did when I was a little girl. In New York City, the closest thing you get to nature is Central Park, and that's a very manicure experience. Whereas in Colorado, and even especially here in California, it's just, it's wilderness. It's places that have been intentionally not touched by human activities. And we are allowed to go in there and experience it in a way that is safe for the participants, for our students, and in a way that's sustainable for the land.
Do you do a lot of classroom work before you go out into the wilderness?
People do it in our office. They go to schools. They go to our different partners, explain what an Outward Bound experience is. I think we have a bunch of partnerships with schools all over San Francisco and all over the Bay for underprivileged kids, exactly like I was, and getting them excited about the outdoors.
That's great. Thank you, Marcella.
Thank you.
My name is Lawrence Schuessler, and my title currently with Outward Bound California is faculty.
Lawrence, I understand that there's two models really here for Outward Bound California, and I'm curious what those two models are, first of all, and then what the purpose and goals are for each of those.
Yeah, that's a great question. Our first model is expeditions or open enrollment. And in that model, Billy from New Hampshire can sign up for the same course that Susie from Joshua Tree, California can sign up for. And there are a bunch of strangers, so to speak, that choose to go on this expedition for whatever length, 10 days, 14 days, 22, 50 days. And then they go on the trip together with two instructors and possibly a third that's there to learn from the two instructors. And they are out in the wilderness on expedition for the length of the trip. During that trip, they're brought in fresh food and fresh other items from time to time, but they're out in the wilderness learning technical skills, learning group process skills, learning how to be in a group with a bunch of strangers and get through the communication mishaps or some of the, you know, personality mishaps, some of the environment mishaps that can happen, weather challenges, whether they're rock climbing, mountaineering, or just hiking with a heavy pack. They're all figuring out as a group how to support each other, and the instructors are teaching them technical skills, teaching them group process skills, and also just teaching them how to be safe in the wilderness while at the same time realizing, helping the students realize that there's more in them than they thought. So at the end of the course, those students will hopefully, most often than not, walk away realizing that they can do more than they ever thought possible.
It's a lot more beyond just your typical weekend summer camp, right? I mean, we all remember those times when we were kids and we had a great time going to amusement parks in Southern California or going camping in Yosemite. Tell me what destinations you're going to for these 10-day, 22-day, 50-day trips.
Yeah, it's definitely different than summer camp, for sure. Some of the destinations that we're going to is Lassen Volcanic National Park up in the Bay Area. We go to Point Reyes. We go to Henry Coe State Park. We also go in the High Sierra. We're going to the Minarets area. We're going to Sequoia Kings Canyon. We're going to the Joshua Tree National Park area. And within these big wilderness areas or national park areas, we have specific spots that we go to where we tend to get away from the big crowds that might be going to those areas as well in the summer or in the fall or spring. So we're back there. We're away from anything that would look like a summer camp.
Similar to your second model, which is the urban programs?
It is somewhat similar in that we're taking, some of the similarities are it's a certain length, you know, 1 to 5 days, maybe even 7 days. And we are taking them away from a place of comfort, meaning maybe their school or their home, and we're bringing them to a wilderness area, or we're meeting them in a park and doing 1 days of initiatives and team buildings. But we also do expeditions in those short amount of times. Some of the expeditions we do up in the Bay Area are going to Lassen Volcanic National Park. We go to Henry Coe, where we're going backpacking. We'll take them on 1 day rock climbing trips. And in all those types of programs or days or activities that can happen, there's a lot of flexibility that we're willing to meet with the partner to get the goals that they want out of the days or the expeditions. So it's a really good relationship.
What's the purpose? You're out there in the wilderness. You talk about teaching techniques and skills. What's a typical day look like?
Good question. A typical day. You're in a family situation, the way I see it. You're a tribe out there. You're sleeping out underneath the stars together or underneath a tarp. You're eating together, sharing all the meals, cooking together. You're doing all the camp chores or responsibilities, as I like to call them. It's not about teaching somebody how to be an amazing climber or an amazing backpacker. It's about teaching people to realize their potential and how to access that through challenging experiences. And we don't always get those in a city. We don't always get those in our day-to-days. Taking people out of their comfort zone. The wilderness is a great equalizer. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, what color your skin is, or what your background is. You all get rained on out there. You all get the storms out there. You all get sunburn out there. And that's the beautiful thing about Outward Bound, is the playing field out there. And everybody can feel it. And you have to come together as a group to meet the challenge of completing the Outward Bound course.
This is Molly Blaisdell reporting from Outward Bound California's campus in San Francisco. For more information on this show, please visit OutwardBoundCalifornia.org.